"It's all explained right here in your instruction book," the demonstrator said, holding up a garishly printed book open to a four-color diagram. "You all know how magnets pick up things, and I bet you even know that the Earth itself is one great big magnet. That's why compasses always point north. Well, the Atomic Wonder Space Wave Tapper hangs onto those space waves, invisibly all about us, and even going right up through us are the magnetic waves of the Earth. The Atomic Wonder rides these waves just the way a ship rides the waves in the ocean. Now watch." Every eye was on him as he put the gaudy model rocket ship on top of the table and stepped back. It was made of stamped metal and seemed as incapable of flying as a can of ham, which it very much resembled. Neither wings, propellers, nor jets broke through the painted surface. It rested on three rubber wheels, and coming out through the bottom was a double strand of thin, insulated wire. This white wire ran across the top of the black table and terminated in a control box in a demonstrator's hand. An indicator light, a switch, and a knob appeared to be the only controls. "I turn on the power switch, sending a surge of current to the wave receptors," he said. The switch clicked, and the light blinked on and off with a steady pulse. Then the man began to slowly turn the knob. "A careful touch on the wave generator is necessary, as we are dealing with the powers of the whole world here." A concerted ah swept through the crowd as the space wave tapper shivered a bit, then rose slowly into the air.